From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Congress is debating how to honor African-American history and culture. The Senate has okayed funding for a museum, but some members of the House are pushing another plan for a memorial that would honor slaves only. Nancy Marshall of member station WAMU reports.
For the better part of a decade, Congress has been considering a bill to create a museum for African American history, a project that might find space on the National Mall. Kansas Republican Senator Sam Brownback is sponsoring the museum bill and has 54 co-sponsors.
It has been well over 70 years since the first commission was formed to seek ways to honor nationally the contributions of African Americans. 70 years. It's about time that we move forward with it.
Brownback and 24 of his co-sponsors are Republicans, and they see the museum as a chance to confound critics who say the Grand Old Party no longer cares about African Americans, even if their liberation was the first issue the party embraced.
Republicans don't appeal very well to African American community, but now the Republican Party really wants to work at it. It is the governing party in the country and wants to govern very broadly for everybody, including issues near and dear to African Americans.
One Republican who's endorsed the museum is Trent Lott of Mississippi, who lost his job as Senate Majority Leader last December when he made remarks that sounded like nostalgia for the old segregationist South. But even as the museum bill has moved closer to enactment, it's encountered competition from an unexpected quarter. Congress is now considering not only the museum idea, but also a memorial to blacks who served as slaves. This project is the brainchild of Brett Fuller, the pastor of the 500-member Grace Covenant Church, located in an office park in Herndon, a suburb of Washington.
We pray and do not stop praying. Without ceasing, do we communicate with you? We thank you and we honor you.
Fuller says he's using the power of prayer to reach across the Potomac to Capitol Hill.
As we're praying for our nation, I want to give you an update from last Friday. Things have moved pretty quickly on this National Slavery Memorial. For those of you who are not here, the Holy Spirit told me to begin an initiative.
Fuller has been developing his idea for a memorial since he read a book a year ago about reconciliation in Germany after the Holocaust. Inspired, Fuller went to Congress and found a sponsor. Florida Congressman Cliff Stearns, a Republican, has introduced the National Slave Memorial Act, which has been assigned to the House Resources Committee. The memorial is seen by some as a rival or an alternative to the more expensive museum. And both the museum and slavery memorial come along just as another memorial is about to be built near the Jefferson Memorial and dedicated to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Does Washington need all three of these projects? Yes, says Congressman Elijah Cummings, a Maryland Democrat and current chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Cummings says Republicans ought to be eager to support all three so as to disavow the view expressed by Lott last year.
You would hope that in the light of Lott and his statements, it would cause our society to move more and more towards wanting to have a monument memorializing slaves and a museum talking about African American culture.
Even if there should be enough votes for both projects, Congress might not be willing to pay for both. Brownback says the museum would cost $250 to $300 million, with the federal government splitting the cost with the private sector. Pastor Fuller says the slave memorial would cost from $50 to $100 million, once again with the federal government bearing half the cost. Edward Smith, the director of American Studies at American University in Washington, has been watching this tussle closely. Smith says the museum and memorial proposals will compete and may well cancel each other out.
The museum's job would be then to make its presentations in such a way that it would incorporate the slave experience.
One way to do that, Smith says, would be to build the slavery memorial inside the museum. That's not good enough, Fuller says.
We don't have one memorial for our presidents. We don't have one museum that tells all of our history. And simply because these are coming up in rapid fire succession doesn't reduce the merit of each to stand alone.
So Fuller says he's prepared to wait as long as it takes to win approval for a memorial he says is long overdue. Of course, that's what supporters of the African American Museum said too, decades ago. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall in Washington.